Welcome to Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf, the show with weekly topics designed to help you learn how to build your ideal life through real estate investing. My name is Kenny Wolf, and I've been a real estate syndicator and investor for almost 12 years now. And in this time, I've built a successful real estate investment firm, Wolf Investments. If you're new to the show, make sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode comes out. Office space is in trouble. What's the answer? I'm covering that in this episode. So what's going on with the office? So let's go back before COVID happened. Before COVID, most downtown locations in the United States had 33% vacancy in their downtown office space. So even before COVID, we had too much office space. During COVID, obviously that changed the entire world on how people work. Obviously it shut down the entire economy, a big mess, but now we're getting through that. Now we're past that, right? So office space to need is still lower than what we even had even before COVID, because you're having folks that are that don't rely as much on their creativity in their job still be able to work from home. So coding, accounting, legal, those folks can still work from home, or even do partial days in the office and then partial from home. So there's definitely a lot lower need for office space post-COVID. What we are seeing, though, is that A-class office space is kind of that big outlier. The A-class, the new, the fancy office buildings with the best amenities, you're seeing actually higher occupancies now that folks are returning back to the office, and not only that, but higher rents. But your other offices, your B's and your C's in downtown locations are still highly vacant, and that's where the issue is and the problem is for office space today. So with these higher vacant office buildings in downtown locations, really all over the suburbs as well, they're also being hit hard too with a vacancy. But the vacant office buildings, that's where the big issue is, because you've got a vacant office building, really good location, but even if it's vacant, the values decrease because their NOI has decreased. So the values have come down enough to where a lot of those office owners are actually underwater. So that means that their mortgage is higher than what the value of the property is today. So even if those owners could refi, they're looking at maybe a 50% leverage on the current value. So again, they would have to come to close with a lot more equity and pump that back into the asset to try to attract more office folks. There's a lot of headways there. So that's one option for office owners today. The other option is just walk away and hand back the keys to the lenders. That's what we're starting to see here in Wolf Investments. We actually picked up our first foreclosed office building that we put under contract. So we're starting to see that wave start to happen, that these owners are doing the math and it's just not worth it for them to pump more money into this asset that they just don't believe in as office space. Lower leverage doesn't help the situation either. So even if someone came in to buy it and keep it as office, they're only gonna get maybe 50% leverage. That's gonna affect how much that they can pay for the building as well. You get all these pressures on these vacant office buildings. That's where the trouble is being caused from right now. All right, so what do we do with all these vacant office buildings? They're underwater, it's a big mess right now in office, and it's really starting to feel the heat. So what do we do with them? You basically have three options. First one is you can tear them down and build new. You're most likely gonna go back with either hotel, residential, maybe mixed use, and have a little bit of office space in there. But that is a possibility, just to tear it down and start new. The second option is to convert them. So we here at Wolf Investments, that's what we do. We've been taking these office buildings and repurposing them to a mixed-use building, but 90-95% of those buildings are going to A-class multifamily units. The bottom one floor, first floor is definitely retail restaurants, maybe a floor up above, maybe some office, but depends on the size of the building. We currently have 11 of these projects going across the country right now. So we're very bullish on the space. We've got some great architects and GCs that help us convert these to a much better use. The third option is you keep it as office. I've actually seen some of our colleagues buy office buildings, vacant office buildings, and they just plan on sitting on it. And because their belief is that once people come back to the office even more and more, we're seeing that now, like we said, but also what they're banking on is for all of us that are doing these adaptive reuse, we're obviously taking office space out of the marketplace. So there's lower and lower square footage of office space available in these downtown locations. So what that's going to mean is that if you can ride out the storm and attract the tenants and be nimble enough to meet the new criteria for this ever-changing office environment that we're in right now, you actually should see higher occupancies and higher rents, just because the adaptive reuse folks are taking out so much office space in a downtown location and changing that. So with lower office space, you should see occupancies increase just because of the lower office space available. So not all cities are created equal on the downtown locations for taking office buildings and converting them to multifamily. So here at Wolf Investments, we briefly looked at Chicago. There are some beautiful downtown buildings. You can walk to retail. It'd be a really great experience for residents. The problem is that when we were there on site, we found out that it's about 18 months to rezone a building. And even through that whole period, you don't know if you're going to get approval. So you have this big question mark, this big hold period and it still maybe turn out to be a no. So you're going to find cities that are like that, which is clouded rezoning and a long hold period. You're going to see those downtowns take a long time to transition and save their downtowns. Now, cities that we focus on are more nimble and dynamic, and they don't require a full rezone. So we know going in 100% that we can do, that when we buy an office building, we can get apartments in there. Now, we do have to, obviously, we have to get city approvals for our plans. We got to meet code, all those things, and we do that. But just to know that we can take an office building and convert it to apartments, it makes it much more attractive as a developer to convert that from office to a much better use today. So you're going to see cities like Dallas, Cleveland, Fort Worth, Atlanta, etc. Those cities are much more dynamic. They're nimble. There's no full rezone. You can just take it from office to multifamily, again, with their approvals. You're going to see those types of downtowns that are like that be able to save their downtowns much more quickly than, say, than Chicago, San Francisco, New York. These are places where other cities where it does take, 18 months, and maybe you don't get the rezoning approved. All right, so let's do a case study that's close to home for us here at Wolf Investments. Let's look at downtown Dallas, Texas. So currently, downtown Dallas is 50% physically vacant or occupied, depends if you're an optimist or pessimist, in their office space. That is down from 70% pre-COVID. Now, there are six projects right now in downtown Dallas that are about to kick off. We've got one of them that we're taking these vacant office buildings and breathing new life into them for a new purpose. Most of those are being transitioned to hotel and residential. So with just those six projects alone, and assuming no new major employers come to downtown Dallas, the physical occupancy in downtown Dallas should shoot up past 70% physically occupied, which is good. That was back to where it was pre-COVID. That was normal for lenders and owners, and everybody was happy with that. So it should be get back to what was normal or better. And because Dallas is business friendly, we should see a huge shift in the next 14 to 18 months to its downtown. So not only are these projects going to bring new residents to downtown, so a lot more energy as well, but they're also, in all those buildings, you're going to have new restaurants, new retails, new retail spots, and obviously that creates jobs as well in downtown. So it'll be super exciting over the next 14 to 18 months in downtown Dallas to see such a quick and neat transition from where it is today to a much more busy, active, very happening downtown. Repurposing of office buildings is not only the future, but it is happening right now. The cities that are more business friendly and can work quickly with developers will see the fastest turnarounds of their downtowns. The need for more housing is met, new retail and restaurants are created, and downtowns will once again be the exciting place to be.
This has been Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf. Thanks so much for listening.